Hello.
Hello, Dominique.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Maryland abuse lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Great, thank you for asking. And were you affected by Maryland? Have you gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
That again.
Have you gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then just to clarify, no one's ever sent you anything on your phone to sign electronically in regards to this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And then this claim is on behalf of yourself or a family member?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And have you received any money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
And do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Okay. And did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the facility where the abuse occurred?
City of Baltimore Juvenile Justice Center.
Okay. And to the best of your memory, what were the dates when the abuse occurred? The month and the year are more than fine.
I know it was 2009,
Okay.
maybe
You recall?
December 2009. I don't know the exact date.
That's okay. So December of 2009. And how old were you at the time of the abuse?
12.
12, okay. And how old are you right now?
27.
Okay. And what was the abuser's role at the facility?
He was like a shift supervisor.
Supervisor?
Yes, a shift supervisor.
Shift supervisor, okay. And how many times were you abused during this time frame?
Four.
Okay. And I know it's hard to recall, and so I appreciate it, but any detail you may have will just help strengthen your claim. Can you please describe to the best of your memory the abuse that you experienced while at the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center?
Fondling, oral sex, masturbation.
Oh, and I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Do you recall the name of the supervisor, your abuser?
Michael.
Michael, okay. And to the best of your memory, can you please describe his physical appearance?
African American, bald head guy, had like a goatee, they would call it, probably about, say maybe 6'2", 6'3", about 200 pounds, something like that, or a little heavier than that, but tall, bald guy, dark skin complexion, African American.
Okay, thank you. And where in the facility did the abuse occur?
In like a, I want to call it like a teacher's office or a classroom.
And the abuse that occurred, it was sexual abuse that you experienced?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever disclose this abuse to anyone?
No.
Okay. Okay. And are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Okay. Was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. And do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility?
What do you mean? Like,
Records or do you know of any records that can be filed?
yeah, I would have to look for him though.
Okay.
Because I moved away from there, so I would have to look for him though.
That's okay. Okay. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
Okay. And then can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
D-O-M-O-I-N-I-Q-U-E.
D-O-M-O-I-N-I-Q-U-E?
Yes.
And how do I spell your last name?
F-N-E-L-S-O-N.
So S as in Sam?
Yes.
N-E-L-S-O-N?
Yes, like Nelson with just an S in the front.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have a suffix to your name? Are you a junior, senior, the second, third?
No.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
12/21/97.
Okay. And what is a good email address for you?
Coach, like, you know, if you're coaching a sport. Mm-hmm. And then my last name, which is Snelson. And then the numbers, 710@gmail.com.
Okay. So I have coach, your last name, 710@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your phone number here as 626-262-5757?
Correct.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
628 North Arrowhead Avenue, Rialto, California, 92376.
Okay. So I have 628 North Arrowhead Avenue, Rialto, California, 92376.
Correct.
Okay. And how would you say the abuse that you experience has affected your life today?
Time I have nightmares, I go into deep depressions. It's hard to stay focused, maintain employment. It fucked me up pretty bad.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. Okay. And have you ever received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone uh-huh. that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. And what's their name?
Janay.
Okay. And is that J-A-N-A-Y?
No, J-O-N-A-Y-E.
J-O-N-A-Y-E, okay. And what's a good contact number?
323-776-0891.
So it's 323-776-0891?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records and court records, what is your social?
I don't even know my social by heart. Hold on. Give me 1 second, I'm getting it right now. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I'm going through some papers trying to find it right now.
Okay. Do you know at least the last four?
I don't know. No, I don't. I'm trying to. I got a gang of paperwork I'm going through right now, but I don't keep it. I don't want to be one to lose it.
Yeah.
I think the last four is probably 6306, but I'm not totally sure.
Okay, we would need the last four.
It's 609 04 7546.
So I have 609 04 7546.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then I have your date of birth as December 21st, 1997.
Correct.
And I have your first name spelled DOMOINIQUE.
Correct.
Last name spelled SNELSON.
Yes.
And then I have your email as Coach SNELSON 710@gmail.com.
Correct.
And I have your email address, or sorry, I have your phone number is 626-262-5757.
Say that again.
I have your phone number as 626-262-5757.
Correct.
And then I have your mailing address as 628 North Arrowhead Avenue, Rialto, California, 92376.
Correct.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. In these documents, you'll see the attorney's retainer agreement. They work solely on contingency basis, which means you're never paying them any money out of pocket ever. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. The individual that files gets 60%, the attorneys get 40%. And if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. Nothing comes out of your pocket ever, okay?
Okay.
And you don't have a suffix to your name, right? No junior, no senior.
JR. It's being the JR now.
Okay. Is that on your license?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a junior. Let me add that. Okay, I just sent the documents over. Let me know when you see that text come through.
I got it.
Okay, and then go ahead and press that link there. It'll open them up.
The master strategy or the review documents? Which
yep.
one?
Yeah, the mass tort strategies where it says review documents, there will be a blue underlined link for you to press.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages. And what is your marital status?
I'm not married.
Okay, thank you. And then do you see a continue or a next button?
Yes.
Okay, and then press that, and then you should see a little box to check that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures. And then you should see a next or continue button. And then it'll take you to your first signature field. You'll just tap that field, and it'll bring up a box for you to draw your signature, and you'll press adopt and sign. And then it'll take you to other signature fields. You'll tap those fields. And then you may also have to draw your initials. And then do you see a continue or a finish button?
They're finished.
Okay, go ahead and press finish. Okay, yep, just got those back. So then before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the attorneys are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim. I may also be giving you a call back in the next couple hours once your claim passes quality assurance to transfer you over to them directly. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is normal. It's all part of their job to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms. So if you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible. These extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from the law firm within the next 2 days, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. I'm going to send you a text with the law firm's name and their client call-in number. Also, I believe they'll be calling from a 602 number, so just keep an eye out for that. Again, if you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, I'll be available.
Okay, perfect. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm going to send you that text shortly. Again, my name is Jeanette, and I'll send that text from a 949 number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
You do the same.
Bye.